KNOM Update News. I'm Matthew Smith, and it's 9:02. The 15th International Congress on Circumpolar Health convenes in Fairbanks today. Representatives from all nine Arctic nations, as well as scientists, health professionals, and Alaska's congressional delegation, will discuss issues related to health in the far north during the week-long conference. KUAC's Emily Schwing reports that the first International Congress of Circumpolar Health met in Fairbanks back in 1967.
45 years later, the Congress has come full circle.
Tina Day is the director of Visions Meeting Management, the organization in charge of putting on the event. She says coming full circle is this year's theme.
It's a unique Congress in the fact that it brings in very high-level researchers, scientists, physicians and doctors from around the circumpolar nations so that they can gather and discuss the most hot topics with regards to health in the circumpolar countries.
Members of Alaska's congressional delegation will join Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, the chair of the Arctic Research Council, and a group of Native elders to discuss topics ranging from suicide prevention to northern traditional health and healing. Much of the discussion will focus on indigenous cultures in the Arctic. Around 550 attendees from 15 countries are expected. The International Congress meets every 3 years. In 2009, the group met in Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territory. The Congress next plans to travel to Finland in 2015. The Caleb Blumen Pengawi Scholarship Program offers $5,000 per semester for four registered tribal members from the Norton Sound, the Northwest Arctic, and the Arctic Slope regions. The scholarship deadline was originally the end of July, but that deadline has been extended to Friday, August 10th. The scholarship is being awarded in honor of the late Caleb Pengawi, a prominent activist for subsistence and Native culture. Caleb's widow, Gladys Pengawi, says the scholarship is designed for students studying science and Alaska Native culture.
He was a wonderful proponent and advocate for subsistence way of life. And what he was wanting to do is set it up in a way that people who are interested in majoring in environmental science, marine science, or biology perhaps would benefit from it.
Coerix Lukey Gail Tobin, the scholarship's project specialist, says that even with a focus on science and culture, students who believe their course of study aligns with Caleb's principles are encouraged to make their case and their application.
The really cool thing about the scholarship program is that we have a list of preferred degree programs on our website, and it's definitely something that I encourage every student within the region to peruse because it's very inclusive. If you are in a program but you feel that it encompasses Caleb's legacy and encompasses marine conservation in some regards, we want you to prove to us that you are a deserving recipient of this scholarship.
More information and application materials can be found online at calebscholars.org. And to hear more about Caleb's legacy and the new scholarship that he inspired, you can listen to Profiles after this hour's newscast and again after the 6 p.m. newscast and online at knom.org. Statistics gathered by the Alaska State Troopers show that the state has seen an increase in assaults against law enforcement officers. Colonel Keith Mallard, the head of the State Patrol, tells KTUU that officers are dealing with more aggressive behavior from suspects. Federal Bureau of Investigation statistics show an upward trend in the number of assaults against officers in Alaska. Nationally, those numbers have declined. In Alaska, in 2010, the most recent year when statistics are available, 386 officers were assaulted. That's an increase over the 315 assaults in 2009 and nearly 100 more officer assaults than the 287 recorded in 2008. Alaska health officials say the state is part of an increasing national trend, an increase in the number of whooping cough cases. The Department of Health and Social Services says it has documented 55 cases of pertussis this year. That's more than double the number of cases reported in 2011. Epidemiologist Louisa Castrodale says that number only reflects the people who have been swabbed and positively tested for the disease. It does not include everyone who is sick or who will see a doctor. Pertussis is caused by bacteria that affects the lungs. It can be fatal for babies and for young children. Jamie Lynn Gray has won a gold medal in the 50-meter three-position rifle event. The former University of Alaska Fairbanks Nanook shooter shot a total of 691.9 total points in London, including a 99.9 in the final round, setting an Olympic record. She called her win indescribable.
I don't know if it's quite hit me yet either. You know, you work for something for so long. I've been shooting since I was 8 years old, and then I started the international stuff when I was 15. And, you know, ever since I was 15, it's, you know, been a dream to, you know, have a medal around your neck.
Gray won fourth place in the air rifle and fifth in the three-position event at the Beijing Olympics 4 years ago. Gray's is the third gold medal in shooting events at the London Olympics this year. It's only the second time since World War II that the U.S. has won as many medals in shooting. Matt Emmons, who also competed on UAF's rifle team, will shoot for gold today in the men's 50-meter three-position event. Emmons has two Olympic medals to his name. He won a gold in Athens in 2004 and a silver back in Beijing in 2008 in the 50-meter rifle prone. Today is the last day of shooting events in this year's Olympics. And the Yukon Quest International Sled Dog Race is offering a minimum $100,000 purse for the 2013 race. The race's board of directors made the announcement Friday, just one day before race signups began. That's down from last year's $150,000 purse. Becky Alexander, the president of the Alaska Board, says the board had hoped to announce a larger minimum purse, but she says sponsorship and fundraising goals were not met for the 1,000-mile race from Canada to Fairbanks. Alexander says the purse for next year's race will be increased if corporate sponsorship and fundraising allows. There's a rule change this year. Mushers are required to carry an adequate amount of emergency food in addition to what they normally carry for routine dog feeding. Musher Hugh Neff won the race this year, beating Alan Moore by just 26 seconds in the closest finish in the race history. For coming in first, Neff was awarded $28,395. As for Neff and this year's race, he says financial reasons and the loss of a dog on Eagle Summit back in 2011's race have him on the fence about the upcoming year. While Neff did not sign up on Friday, he did leave the Quest headquarters with an application in hand. And at the signups on Friday, for the first time in 5 years, musher Brent Sass wasn't the first in line. In a written statement, Sass says that he does intend to run the Yukon Quest next year. A knee injury and construction on a new dog yard in Eureka, more than 160 miles north of Fairbanks, kept him from being first in line this year. Teams will leave the starting line in Whitehorse, Yukon Territory in Canada on Saturday, February 2nd, 2013. And looking at the price of gold in New York this hour, gold prices were up $9.30, trading at $1,613.90 an ounce. Silver was also up 14 cents to $28.04 an ounce. Zinc was at 83 cents a pound. And Alaska Airlines Flight 151 arrived in Nome a little bit ahead of schedule at 8:50 this morning. It's due to depart for Anchorage around 9:47 this morning. Unofficially 46 degrees outside the KNOM station, 10 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock.